KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic at 66 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon and tonight. We'll have a high today around 88 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping local news, rescue crews in Cass County were called to an accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at the 69.5-mile marker Wednesday night. A car was pinned under a semi, partially in the median at that location. Anita Rescue, Wyota First Responders, Medevac Ambulance, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, and the Iowa State Patrol were on the scene. That accident happened at around 8:15 p.m. One male subject in the vehicle was trapped and had to be extricated. He was severely injured. A medical helicopter was requested, and Midwest Air arrived on the scene to transport the victim to an undisclosed hospital in Omaha. Traffic was stopped and temporarily rerouted while the helicopter was on the scene. Emergency crews were on the crash site until about 9:20 p.m. Traffic began to flow eastbound on the shoulder of the road at around 9:25 p.m. Initial information indicates that the man was in a vehicle that was on the shoulder of Interstate 80 along with a group of other cars that were had pulled off due to the heavy rain, and when he pulled back onto the interstate, he pulled into the path of the semi and was caught underneath the trailer. Firefighters in Minden, Shelby, Neola, Avoca, and Harlan rescue departments were called to a residential structure fire at around 2 p.m. Wednesday. According to the Minden Fire Department social media post, heavy smoke was observed at the home on approach and additional resources were requested. Despite the hard and aggressive work by all the agencies involved, the structure experienced heavy fire damage. Fire officials extended their thanks to all the volunteers who gave of their time and work in the hot and humid conditions, and for those who made sure everyone stayed hydrated on the grounds. Additional information about the fire is currently not available. One person died, four others were hurt in a crash that took place Tuesday afternoon in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol said Wednesday that a 1992 GMC conventional truck driven by 65-year-old James Allen Robertson of Pacific Junction was westbound on Highway 34 Tuesday at around 12:18 p.m. when a tire blew out. The truck went out of control and crossed the median before entering the eastbound lanes and hitting a 1999 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 23-year-old Jennifer Leanne Marsh of Clarinda. Following the collision, both vehicles came to rest in the south ditch. The truck came to rest upright. The car rolled over and came to rest on its top. A passenger in the vehicle, 34-year-old Tristan Lynn Marsh of Clarinda, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Jennifer Marsh, 1-year-old Brantley Marsh, and 11-year-old Alexis Woodyard, all from Clarinda, were wearing their seatbelts or child restraints. They were transported to UNMC in Omaha by Malvern Rescue. James Robertson, who was wearing a seatbelt also, was transported by Glenwood EMS to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Mills County Sheriff's Office and Glenwood and Malvern EMS. The Council Bluffs Police Department says a man was arrested Wednesday afternoon following a high-speed pursuit and chase. Authorities say 31-year-old T.J. LeBaugh of Council Bluffs was charged locally with eluding, reckless driving, and no proof of insurance. He was also wanted on federal charges. The incident leading to his arrest began around 3 p.m. Wednesday as officers with the Iowa Adult Probation and the U.S. Marshals Service began to follow LeBaugh near the Walgreens store on Madison Avenue in Council Bluffs at Bennett Street. They followed him for a short time before he fled in a 2002 Pontiac Bonneville at a high rate of speed on Interstate 80 westbound from Madison Avenue. LeBaugh left I-80 at the South Expressway and turned north. Council Bluffs police attempted to deploy stop sticks in an attempt to deflate the car's tires, but LeBaugh evaded the device at 23rd Avenue and South Expressway. He headed north on the expressway at a high rate of speed, and as an officer deployed stop sticks at 19th and South Expressway, LeBaugh slammed on his brakes and slid into the back of a 2017 Dodge Durango, driven by 50-year-old Julia Santon of Council Bluffs. Her pickup was pushed into the back of a 2001 Chrysler minivan driven by 74-year-old Carolyn Brown of Council Bluffs. The boss vehicle also struck the minivan. He then fled to the west but was quickly apprehended by officers. No injuries were reported to LeBaugh or Santon. Brown was transported by Council Bluffs Fire to Mercy Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. LeBaugh was booked into the Pott County Jail by the U.S. Marshals Service. In our funeral announcements, Julie Nash, age 54, of Hancock, died Friday. Funeral services for Julie Nash will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Marjorie Lilly, age 84, of Des Moines and formerly of Stewart, died May the 30th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marjorie Lilly will be today at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Dolores Knudsen, age 88, of Audubon, died May the 5th in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Dolores Knudsen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Jamie Behrens, age 43, of Audubon, died May the 30th. A celebration of life service for Jamie Behrens will be held Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Harold Sheeter, age 97, of Bluegrass and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Davenport. Funeral services for Harold Sheeter will be on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Jacqueline Remage, age 84, of Nixa, Missouri, died May the 30th. Memorial services for Jacqueline Remage will be held June 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Dr. Billy Joe B.J. England, age 84, of Griswold, died May 26th in Nebraska. A celebration of life service for Dr. B.J. England will be held July 21st at 1:30 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. James Richard Orples, age 66, of Audubon, died June 2nd in Lincoln, Nebraska. Private memorial services for James Orples will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.